Members of the U.S. Navy have been fishing pieces of a Chinese balloon out of the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Myrtle Beach. That's after an American F-22 fighter jet shot it out of the sky. American officials are saying they believe the balloon was designed to conduct surveillance, though China has said it was for gathering weather information. The incident came at a rocky moment in diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China, with fears about Taiwan and long-running disputes over trade. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your reaction? What questions do you have about this balloon story and the current relationship between the U.S. and China? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Rosalind Shea is Associate Professor of Political Science and Coordinator for the Certificate in Political Economy at Temple University, where she's affiliated with the Asian Studies and Global Studies programs. Her latest book is called Micro-Institutional Foundations of Capitalism, Sectoral Pathways to Globalization in China, India, and Russia. Rosalind, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
I know we don't know all the details about the balloon yet. We'll see what is found, what information the U.S. government releases. What do you see as the significance here? How big a deal is this?
Yeah, so what new information we do know about the balloon is we know more context, both the fact that it is part of a larger surveillance program run by the People's Liberation Army, and it involves balloons that have dozens of balloons and dozens of missions since 2018 to across more than 40 countries, 5 continents. So we know information about the larger context. We know more information, bits and pieces as we gather more information about the content of the balloon. And so in that sense, what we know is that it's not new. The duration inside U.S. territory flying over continental U.S., is new. It, was much longer duration, and it came inside continental U.S. So those are some of the what we're learning about the balloon. What does it mean? I think it's both increasingly because of what we're learning about the fact that it is a larger program. In a sense, it is a national security potential issue, but it increasingly can also become a global security issue. And so that is something that, of course, drawing both partisan, bipartisan concern. And that's why we saw yesterday the passage of the resolution in the House that was unanimous in terms of condemning China for the activities and also appealing to the Biden administration to continue to give us more information as the U.S. learns more information.
And Rosalind, people might think balloon and think, century or 150-year-old technology, really antiquated. You, I understand, are interested in actually the high-tech nature of these surveillance balloons and what we can learn from them. What has you interested in that?
Yeah, what's really interesting about these balloons is this marriage of, antiquated or older technology, but also this marriage with more high-tech materials and something that the Chinese government has identified as important, in Made in China 2025 in terms of technological advancement. And so we have, on one hand, kind of pretty conventional textiles, but on the other hand, we have communications materials added into these textiles. So technical materials, technical textiles, smart textiles. And what we're learning also is that the addition of the communications into antiquated or what just traditional technology actually allows the Chinese government to gather signals intelligence. Enabling signals intelligence capabilities. So on one hand, you have these balloons potentially not necessarily gathering any more information than satellite technology. But on the other hand, the balloons allows for surveillance that's could be longer in duration in particular spots can go into potentially areas where there may be defense capabilities of the countries in which the balloons are passing through. And so have security implications, but also reveals to us the technological capabilities that China has. And also another thing quite important is it reveals the civil-military fusion and dual-use technologies that Chinese private companies now have capabilities of. And so on one hand, you have companies that are engaging purely in commercial activities. But on the other hand, they're also working closely with the PLA, Chinese defense. And so the increasing number of these companies reveals to us that, you know, a traditional measure of state control, such as state ownership, is increasingly not as it's not the only measure of looking at authoritarian state control in China. But as I find in my work on different dimensions of market governance, that it's about state ownership, but it's also about the role of the state at the firm level, at the sector level. And we're seeing civil-military relations and the production of dual-use technologies. And what I believe is that what we need to be aware of as we see more of these companies operating is that the United States, in addition to, you know, export controls, entity lists, and so forth, we should have more market-oriented policies such as continued diversification of our supply chains, because it is very difficult increasingly to identify whether, how much a commercial company may also be involved in defense security-related activities for the Chinese government.
Talking to Rosalyn Shea from Temple University, looking at U.S.-China relationships after this balloon incident. Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Mike is with us in Milwaukee. Mike, hello.
Hi. I'm shocked. I'm just shocked that China would actually be spying on us. But that being said, I think this is blown way out of proportion. It's much to do about nothing. Everybody's been spying on everybody as far back as we have history. And I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, we spy on them. They spy on us. They got caught, whatever. And I think part of it now is the fact that it's a political football, and it's something that if the Republicans keep it stirred up, it makes Biden look bad, maybe, and it turned into a political thing. But realistically, I don't know what everybody's upset about.
You know? Mike, thanks for the call, Rosa. No big deal. Mike says Republicans and some Democrats in Congress raising questions for the White House. How do you see the domestic politics side of this playing out, maybe here and in China?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, we did see the bipartisan resolution that was passed yesterday. So in that sense, this is a cross-party issue. So it's not just about politics, you know, for the Republicans and vis-a-vis the Democrats per se. Now, what is true was that the original content of the resolution was going to be much more condemning of the Biden administration's response or handling of the situation. And so the final resolution that was passed was something that was less condemning of the administration's handling. And so what we're seeing is that this is actually potentially an opportunity for both parties to work together. Now, addressing what the caller said about, you know, what is new about this, right? Countries all over the world spy on each other. I mentioned earlier about the context, this is kind of a larger, program. And what is new? Is this something we should be necessarily concerned about? Again, I want to kind of bring to the context, right? That there is a global context here. We have Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the war going on right now. And China not, you know, coming out explicitly condemning Russia for the invasion of Ukraine. So there is a global context that we are looking at and considering as well. And the longer term program, you know, we're learning more about the balloons and what the balloons are capable of. And so that longer that longer term program is something that I do think that both parties should be watching very carefully and be thinking about.
Thanks for that call, Mike. We're talking about U.S.-China relations amid the developing story about the Chinese balloon that an American jet shot down over the Atlantic. Rosalind Shea is with us, Associate Professor of Political Science at Temple University. You can join in with your thoughts, your questions, your reactions to this story at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk with Rosalind Shea, Associate Professor of Political Science at Temple University, looking at the latest in U.S.-China relations after the downing of this Chinese balloon. Got a clip of President Biden talking to Judy Woodruff from PBS NewsHour during his visit earlier this week to DeForest, Wisconsin. Here's a listen.
Look, I mean, the idea of shooting down a balloon that's gathering information over America makes relations worse. Look, I made it real clear to Xi Jinping that we're going to compete fully with China, but we're not looking for conflict, and that's been the case so far.
So compete with China, but it sounds like not trying to escalate conflicts. Rosalind, what do you make of what you've seen from the White House over the course of this?
Yeah, I think that the handling so far has been very sober and not reactive, in the sense that the Biden administration gave China a chance, an opportunity to respond. And then from there, then had canceled the Secretary of State's trip that was planned to Beijing. Secretary Blinken was supposed to meet with Xi Jinping on Sunday. It was, you know, as we know, subsequently handled. But there was an opportunity that the Biden administration gave China to respond, and they responded by saying this was a weather balloon, that it was not anything more than that. And of course, we have intelligence, and we know that that is not true. And then from there, the trip was canceled. And so, indeed, I believe what Biden said is true. We want to compete with China, and we do not want conflict. And the way the administration responded was quite sober and not reactive.
Let's go back to our callers. Chris is with us in Fairchild. Chris, hi.
Hi. I'm just listening to the conversation here, and I just have to say that, you know, this being the flashpoint that it is, the balloon, what have you, I think this is just a nod to understanding what China's economic leverage is here, and that we need to take a more sobering look at China's economic policies across the Western Hemisphere, not just within the United States, in an ever heightening tension between the Western Hemisphere and the East. Are we potentially funding this war against ourselves? If, you know, we are pouring so much money into the Chinese economy.
Gotcha, and Chris. Point taken. Rosalind, are we funding a potential near-term adversary with our economic ties with China?
You know, indeed, what the caller said about, you know, potential fears of doing so, and which, you know, leads me to go back to what I said earlier about diversifying our supply chains, right? We don't want to be in a situation where we inadvertently invest into one of these civil military, fusion companies producing dual use technology. And so by working with our allies, our economic partners across the world, and investing in them to create ecosystems where countries in the global South and also in the newly industrialized countries of Asia, Eastern Europe, and Latin America, we then could create new supply chains around the world. And that would be proactive rather than reactive, and also market-oriented rather than just simply protectionist.
Chris, thanks for that call. Mark joins us now in Two Rivers. Mark, hi.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. A previous caller had indicated he didn't understand what the big deal was The big deal is this is not a satellite flying over. This is a brazen and direct violation of our airspace. And if you don't take a direct action, they'll just become more emboldened. And I know there's been some people talking about how by shooting down the balloon, it can make our relations with the Chinese worse. Shooting down the balloon doesn't make them worse. What makes them worse is the Chinese sending the balloon here to begin with.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Rosalind, I think an important distinction between a satellite and something in U.S. airspace, if we were to float balloons blatantly over China, I think they might react poorly. Is there something significant about a, you know, physical aircraft of this sort in our airspace?
Yeah, as it has been pointed out that, you know, in many ways, the technologies on the balloons are not all that different from satellite technology that the Chinese already employ. But a major difference is indeed the fact that this is, you know, flying over U.S. airspace and possible for the naked eye in certain instances to see it. And that really, to the American domestic audience, will elicit a reaction. And indeed, that's what has occurred. And part of the bipartisan responses has a lot to do with the fact that constituencies across Republican and Democratic areas are you know, noticing and definitely reacting to the fact that these balloons have been sighted, and they will continue to react to the fact that, as we're learning, this is a much larger program that the Chinese has brought out.
Thanks for that call, Mark. We just have a few moments left, Rosalind. Briefly, what are you watching for next?
Yeah, I'm you know, interested to see what the Biden administration will do in terms of working with our multilateral and using multilateral tools and working with our allies and partners around the world. Because the fact that this is a larger program and has, you know, affected not just the United States, but countries around the world, from, you know, Asia to Latin America, we'd be interested to see how we're going to work with our allies, because this can be potentially a global security issue, not just a national security issue. Now, you know, indeed, we are working with the Philippines, and in fact, our defense secretary was in the Philippines when the news broke about the balloon over Montana. And one of the reasons why we were in the Philippines was to set up these nuclear operations military bases, one of which faces or is across away from Taiwan.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Rosalind Hsieh, Associate Professor of Political Science at Temple University. We talked to her today about the latest in a story about the Chinese balloon that the U.S. shot down over the Atlantic and where things are in the U.S. relationship with China.